When you think of the traditional sales funnel, you usually have your primary product, your first and second upsell, and maybe a downsell. What if there were even more ways to profit from your list? John Benson is the CEO of Digital Publisher Inc. and the inventor of the Video Sales Letter and Email Copy Pro. If you would like access to the full presentation, the show notes, and the special resources for this episode, please visit ilovemarketing.com/319. That's ilovemarketing.com/319.
I'm Dean Jackson, he's Joe Polish, and this is the I Love Marketing Podcast.
This guy truly is freaking awesome. This guy is a ninja. One of the smartest dudes I know. John Benson is his name. John, I do a lot of stuff with John. John is just truly one of the most brilliant copywriters on the planet. I'll read the bio we have here. He's the CEO of John Benson Fitness and 3X Formulas. He is the creator of the Video Sales Letter. So how many of you have ever used a ugly video sales letter online and made a bunch of money? It is one of the highest converting methodologies. That's probably not even what he's going to talk about, but I just want to set the stage for who John is. He taught me something where I had the highest close in Glaser Kennedy history. Audience of 1,200 people, over 500 of them got in line in order to buy the stuff. Only about 238 ended up buying because the other people thought they actually missed out on the offer, but it was all done not by me, a video. I freaking played a 7.5 minute video and everyone was ecstatic. So to date, John's 3X formula style of video sales letter has generated over $1 billion in sales for hundreds of entrepreneurs and businesses. He now teaches his 3X formula live in corporate settings as well as through courses on the internet. He's also a 3-time best-selling author on the subject of fitness and nutrition, including Fit Over 40 and the Every Other Day Diet. So give it up for my dear friend, John Benson, who is awesome. Thank you. And I only say those things because I like him. So tear it up. 10 minutes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. How many people have lists? Good. I'm going to show you something that you can double, triple, or even quadruple your EPC. Anyone interested? Okay. If you're not interested, I'll leave. You said yes, right? Right. Okay, good. This is actually not list building in the traditional sense. This is how to maximize your list currently. And we call this right now the tunnel funnel. And how many people know what a sales funnel is, right? Okay. When you think of a traditional sales funnel, this is how it normally looks, okay? You've got your primary product. You got your first upsell, maybe your second upsell, and maybe it does a little cool trick and drops down to a downsell. That's really fancy marketing, you know? I'm kidding. It's really not. And the funnel kind of starts creating itself. And the funnel is based really on two things, your own internal products, right? Or it's based on price. The price gets higher. Your initial upsell may be $197, then you go to some $5,000 offer, and then you need $10 billion for your third offer, and one person takes it. It wouldn't be a bad idea, by the way, to put $1 million offer up there, see if anyone takes it. Just what's the worst that can happen? Somebody say no. Okay, dollar per value increases as you go through the funnel. But the products remain horizontal. You see what I'm saying? Even when you go down this way, they remain horizontal. You've got verticals underneath, but those are like sub-niches. Like if you sold, okay, I'm going to sell a weight loss course. Oh, would you like the book in audio? Okay, would you like an extra special course on how to get Joe Polish abs? Well, he didn't have any, but no, he actually does. But you know, so on down the line, it's the same thing. Now, here's the trick, if you're interested. All these problems are horizontal, and they're all they're all either horizontal or tier deep. And affiliate promotions via email can change this, but people like to make a buy to make a purchase immediately upon making another purchase. That's why upsells work to begin with. Does that make sense? Okay, everybody with me so far? Now, how many people are getting 20% conversion on your first sale or your landing page? 20%. No, 20. Okay, I didn't think so. You're lying. although we're close. So that's, if you're getting 20% conversions, you're doing great, right? Really great conversion rate for the average product, let's say between 5 and 10% is just really, really good. So let's say at max you're getting 10%. How many people does that mean that you're leaving behind? 90%, right? So In a perfect world, if you could capture all 90% into an autoresponder series, this would be a wonderful thing. But let's just call it an imperfect world, which it is. So let's just pretend for a moment that you could capture half of them, which is pretty good. That's pretty reasonable. Half of these people either buy or opt in. Make sense? That's reasonable? Okay, good. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to close at least half of those half. And if you do the math on that, that's an EPC increase of around 2 to 4 times what you would get. And you're doing it because they're telling you to do it. This is the cool thing. What you need is an interactive dynamic survey tool structured around the goal of getting what your client wants rather than what you think they need. What we want to do is ask people what they want. But people don't do this. They give surveys and things like that, like how can we help? But it's all centered around your products, usually. It's all centered around building your brand. And here's the big thing. Here's the big expansion note to take. It's not so much about your brand. It's about your brand's leveraging of other people. So in other words, if you become a source for your clientele and you can say, look, even if we don't have what you want, tell us what you want to get, how you want to get there, and we will recommend what we believe that you need, even if it's not our own product. So people are going, cool, right? That's pretty nice of you to do that. So you send out a survey. I don't have time to go into the tool because the tool is very elaborate. We had to build it, but I will tell you what the tool does. This is what it looks like. You see the small gray funnel? That's the typical sales funnel. What I call a tunnel funnel is it goes like this. It goes bigger, but it goes off into different tunnels. If you just think of like just different layers going off of here, okay? So you're going way outside your own product niche, okay? So now the products are both horizontal and they're vertical. And what we do is we send this via email. How many people have an order form on their sales page? So, okay, they don't have to click. They just have to just type in the credit card right there. How many people have? Really? No one? Okay, good. One person. Okay, you should all have it if you can. ClickBank doesn't allow you to have it. I'm a big ClickBank guy. This is the most powerful thing you do. If you have the ability to put an order form on your sales page, do it because you'll increase your conversions. This is no different. When we send out an email, we send the survey within the email. So it's a 20-question survey in an email that no one has to click. The problem is there's only a few software companies that ESPs that allow you to do that with their own tools. And there's no ESP that allows you to do what I'm about to tell you because we had to build it. Okay? So people will not, most people will say, oh, click to take our survey. If you get a 25% click-through rate or 40% click-through rate, well, that's great, but how would you like to have nearly 100? However many people open usually fill it out. That's how powerful it is. So here's the secret. You ask specific questions based on two categories. You have goals and objectives, big picture. Where are you at and what do you want to do? And what are the specific ways that you want to do it? I'm going to give you examples. And then you take each of these and we'll build building 20 to 40 autoresponders. Okay? And you dynamically place people within those autoresponders. If they filled out 5 things, if they said their goal was to lose weight, to gain muscle, and they like to walk, weight train, and swim, that's 5 things. It could be 20. It could be 30, let's say 5. They would go into 5 different autoresponders. Now, your immediate reaction is probably like, crap, people will unsubscribe because they're going to get 5 messages in a row. No, this is not how it works. Each one is timed. And they go through the autoresponder, and maybe it's just 1 message, and say, hey, you told us that you really are interested in losing weight. Well, I have a great weight loss product. The second one may be, you told us that you were interested in yoga. Well, I don't teach yoga, but I know someone who does, and I'm really blown away by her yoga materials. And her name is Andrea Albright. She's an awesome yoga instructor, and I recommend you go look at her site because you said you like this. Do you have any idea what this is doing? This is beyond an affiliate promotion because they just told you this is what they want. So you're just following up with them saying, hey, this is what you said you want, and this is how we're going to give it to you. The trick is that you got to get through this by getting people in and out of those the autoresponder sequences without annoying them. And this is what this tool does. It will stick someone in an autoresponder sequence. 3 days later, if they're through with it, it'll put them in the second one. 5 days later, it will put them in the third. 6 days later, or 4, or whatever, it'll put them in the fourth. That might have 3 messages. It goes on and on and on until they're completely through the sequence. And every message is custom tailored to what they said they wanted. In fact, you remind them in every message. Here's what you said you wanted. So this is what I'm saying is a 2 to 4 times return. I'm going very fast because of time. And affiliates, now here's the big thing. How many people have affiliates mail for you, right? Okay, if you want to double or triple your affiliate mailing, tell them their EPC is going to go up 3 times. Prove it to them. Because this is the coolest part about this little tool. We built it to keep the affiliate link intact, okay? And here's what's needed. Autoresponder software, some of you probably have, I would hope. Time and delayed sequences, most of you probably don't, because this is a required build. I wanted to share this with you so you could either say, I'll go out and build it myself. We're going to have this tool available eventually. When it is, I'll let you know. Multiple high converting vertical offers. You have to know what converts. You have to be very well aware of your field and what your interests are. If you don't know, ask around. Like if someone says, I'm into rock climbing, I have no idea. So I'd go dig around and I would say, what's the top selling rock climbing book or rock climbing products for that matter? Okay? I don't have to sell them. But in the client's mind, it comes from me. Does that make sense? In the client's mind, it comes from me. So they keep coming back to our site for all sorts of different things. And then the highly personalized autoresponders. And this is the deal. Even if we don't have the answer, we are going to let you know who does. That's really your biggest objective here. If we don't have the answer, we'll let you know who does. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That was a quick 10 minutes, wasn't it? Yeah. Guys, hope you got something out of it. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of I Love Marketing. For more about the Genius Network annual event, please visit geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. If you would like access to the full presentation, the show notes, and the special resources for this episode, please visit ilovemarketing.com/319. That's ilovemarketing.com/319.